It's Tuesday, the 16th of September, and I'm Tonataka Villa with your 1 p.m. news. The Government Institutions Pension Fund has reaffirmed its commitment to driving inclusive growth through sustainable investments. Speaking at the AFI Global Policy Forum in Swakopmund, GIPF Chairperson Penda Ithindi said that the fund supports projects including Mashare Berries, the Mburu Solar Plant and Green Bonds. In addition, the GIPF has committed over 2.1 billion Namibia dollars to infrastructure projects that advance the country's energy transition and development objectives. Katrina Sikeni, the manager for stakeholder engagement at the GIPF, has more.
The GIPF plays a crucial role in promoting socio-economic development that is inclusive, resilient, and sustainable for the benefit of the fund's members, their beneficiaries, and the Namibian nation at large. The financial inclusivity agenda is of significant relevance to the GIPF as the fund's members are part of the country's financial community, and thus the fund has a vested interest to ensure that they are adequately serviced by the financial systems. The fund's investments are inclusive in that the GIPF is accessible and open to investment projects that benefit communities through job creation and socio-economic empowerment.
A court in Zambia has sentenced two men to 2 years in prison for attempting to use witchcraft to kill President Hakainde Hichilema, Isaac Lukando reports.
Zambian Leonard Thiri and Mozambican Justin Kandude have been sentenced to 2 years in prison for attempting to use witchcraft to kill President Hakainde Hichilema. The two were arrested in December with charms, including a live chameleon, and claimed they were traditional healers. But the court found them guilty under Zambia's Witchcraft Act in a case reportedly linked to a fugitive former MP. The magistrate said the law aims to protect the public from fear caused by alleged supernatural threats. The sentence is effective from their arrest. President Hichilema has not commented. Isaac Lukando, Dar es Salaam.
Residents of Gaza City said heavy and intensified strikes have been carried out overnight amid reports that Israeli ground forces have entered the city in the beginning of the first phase of what it calls the military takeover plan. Blake Sifton reports from Tel Aviv.
Israel's defense minister says Gaza is burning after residents of Gaza City said heavy airstrikes targeted the area overnight. There are reports that Israeli ground forces have entered Gaza City in the first phase of the military's takeover plan. Family members of the hostages held in Gaza camped outside of Prime Minister Netanyahu's home in protest following rumors that the full Israeli offensive to seize Gaza City had begun. Leaving for Qatar Tuesday morning, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio warned that the window to reach a ceasefire deal is narrowing, saying, "We don't have months anymore. We probably have days." Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
The development comes as a United Nations inquiry has found that Israel's war on Gaza is a genocide, which is a landmark moment for nearly 2 years of war. Chair of the UN Independent International Commission of Inquiry on the Occupied Palestinian Territory, Navi Pillay, made the announcement of the UN inquiry to Al Jazeera on Tuesday. And finally, Michelle McLean has been honored in New York as the top global business woman of the year in tourism and investment. Her image appeared on the Nasdaq billboard in Times Square. McLean is the International Business Officer for Gondwana Collection North America and is using the platform to promote Namibia as a premier travel destination. Here she is.
I'm very proud indeed to hold our Namibian flag up high. It's really surreal to see your photograph up on the Nasdaq building in Times Square in New York City and to be celebrated along with other professionals from around the globe in different industries for the International Association of Top Professionals. I'm extremely proud and excited to be able to represent Gondwana Collection as their international business officer and to be able to continue with this accolade the good work that we're doing in tourism and investment for Namibia. We are seeing a huge increase of North Americans traveling to Namibia, not only as tourists, but also for investment opportunities.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.